So we began the fifth parak, I believe. The fifth parak, am I right? Right? Ein Omdim is the fifth parak. So depending upon what pages you have, you may have page Shin Pei Beis here in this package. Mm-hmm. And this is a Gemara about a shikar. You may remember that the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, tells us that Eli HaKohen accused Chana of being shikar, and therefore she would need kapara for davening. He knew that she was davening, and osur lispal, shikar osur lispal. And the Rambam codifies this in Perek Aleph Mehilchas Bias Migdosh, and he says, Kol Kohen HaKosha Lavoda Im Shosa Yain Osolo Likones Min HaMizbeach Vilifnim. So the Rambam says that in terms of Bias Migdosh, there's a separate Isur. And we're talking about a Kohen who's Kosha Lavoda. You know, there's no reason why he would be excluded from entering into the Kodesh as a Kohen doing the Avodah, except for the fact that he is Shosu Yayin. And that generates a whole Isur Bias Migdosh. Now, I don't know if that means that he's possibly Avodah, you know, maybe he has a separate din as a Kohen who's like a Balmum, who's possibly Avodah, or it's a separate Isur Shosu Yayin. And we're gonna try to see if that has any implication as far as Tefillah is concerned, because ultimately, Tefillah connected Karbonos Tiknum, and the laws of Tefillah will parallel and will mirror the laws of Avodah. The Rambam now addresses the following question. He's not allowed to go into the Mizbeach L'Bifnim. What happens if he did so? Meaning he did the Avodah. Right, there are many dinim lechatchila which enjoin the Kohen for doing the Avodah, but b'dieved, the Avodah is kshera, and the halacha recognizes the kapar's korban. Says the Rambam, nichnas v'yoved avodoso psula v'chayev misa v'idei shamayim shenemer v'los tamusu. Then the Rambam goes on to ask not only what the punishment is for doing this avoda, but what is the shear of yayin that makes him into a shesu yayin so that his avoda is completely disqualified and he violates an iser bisa b'dei shamayim. So the Rambam says, we could have guessed it ourselves, sheyishter revius yayin chai bevas achas. Number of conditions that the Rambam adds here. Number one, you need a shesia of revius. That's not enough. You need that it be drunk bivasachas, and even that's not enough, but he needs yayin chai. Now, if he has yayin mazug, which means that they mixed water with the yayin, then as long as there was a revius yayin chai, of undiluted, a revius worth of yayin, even if he dilutes it, as long as he doesn't dilute it to the point in which it's completely batel, then he'd be chayv, but the minimum amount of yayin chay that he has to start with is a revius. And we're going to have to compare this to the Rambam Hilchas Shabbos as far as the mitzvah of Kiddush is concerned. Does the Rambam require a revius of yayin chay? Hoya shikar mishar hamashk. What about if he drank beer or he got drunk on some other intoxicating beverage? Here the Rambam says his status is a little bit different. The Rambam says, Osir, on the one hand, he's not allowed to enter into the Migdash. But however, his Avodah, if he did so, would be Kshera. And not only that, his punishment would not be the same as a Shesu Yayin. He would not be Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim. So if he's Shikar Mishar Mashkim, and he says, like, for example, there's that you can get drunk on certain kinds of milks and certain kinds of honeys and so forth, or dates, you know, if he pounds dates together. All these have some intoxicating element to it. Hareza Lok, if he enters into the Migdash and he does the Avodah, he's not Chayv Misa, his Avodah is Kshera. He's only Chayv Misa, the Rambam says, for drinking Yayin.
There's no eating that gets you drunk in the Gemara.
Eating, you said?
There's no such thing. It's all drinking.
I don't know.
Because I was wondering, Revius is kind of an odd That's usually a halachic quantity, not something that gets you drunk. You know, it's hard to imagine that you get intoxicated exactly by revias, which is a halachic concept. Right,
but this minimum of yayin is in yayin chai. So yayin chai has a tremendous impact. The Gemara says that it's very dangerous if you drink a revias of yayin chai. So then the Rambam says, "V'eino mechalas avoda el shikar min hayayin." So again, there seem to be two dinim here. There's one din, perhaps, of psul kohen, where the kohen is, you know, it's for example. I'll give you an example. There's a halach in kuhuna of levishas begadim. So let's say the kohen does the avodah, he's mechuser begadim, then bizman shav begadav olav kuhunasa olav. And therefore, the avod is psula without the begadim, meaning it's afkash shem kohen kosher. He's like a czar. He has the same status as a czar. If a czar does avoda, the avod is psula. If he's not wearing begadim, he's mechus begadim. Then his avod is psula. What about a shesuyayin? Is he in the same category? His avod is psula. So the Rambam writes that as far as the avod is concerned, to be mafkia the kashus of the kohen for the avod, you need shesuyayin, dafka yayin. As far as Bias Migdash is concerned, and the Isra Avodah of Migdash, there's a broader definition of Shikrus, which is Shikrus of other Mashkin. Now, he doesn't tell you exactly how much he has to drink of other Mashkin in order to be a Shikar, but in any event, the Rav summarizes this Rama by saying that, number one, there's an Isra Shesuyayin Likones LeMigdash, and Shesuyayin, if he violates that Isur, is Chayav Misa, and he's Mechalis Avoda. Then there's another Isur, which is a lowercase Isur, of a Shikar, Bishar Mashkin, he didn't drink wine. And he's not allowed to do the Avoda, but Pidyevit, his Avoda is Kshera, and he only gets Malkis for doing the Avoda, he's not Chayav Misa. Yesh Listapik. We're going back to now our sugya of tefillah. So this would be I would call it almost an intuitive, straightforward way of understanding our sugya. That we'll find that in many dinim, the tefillah replaces the avoda. And for example, you know, you have dinim about the zmanei atfila, which are limited by the avoda, because each tefila replaces the avoda. You may have dinim of tashlumin in tefila that might, again, derive from avoda. Let's say, for example, in Shalmi Simcha, you have the whole week of yontif to bring your karbonos, and you didn't bring it on the first day. We also have dinim of musaf, that musaf itself is like almost like a cheftz of a carbon musaf, and there are very unique dinim in musaf that only apply to musaf. But I think in general we could say that when we say there's a brach in Shmonesi called Birchas Avoda, and we're referring to the Avodas HaKarbonos, the tefillah itself is to some extent a kiyum of Avoda. So having said that, in the light of that introduction, it could be that just like in Avoda we have an Isur Shesui Yayin, so too in Tefillah, as Avoda, we have an Isur Shesui Yayin. That's possibility number one. Now, if we assume possibility number one, and we're going to gauge the laws of Tefillah by reflecting the laws of tefillah reflect the laws of avoda, then we could raise the following question. Let's say, despite his state of drunkenness, he drank a revias yayin chai, etc., he was still able to daven. What would be the status of his tefillah? And here, you can theoretically distinguish between yayin and shar mashkin amashakrin, that if he was a shesu yayin, then tefiloso psula, meaning he would have to be chozer mispalel, just like in the case of a kohen who was shesuyayin, his avod is psula. On the other hand, if he drinks other mashkim and he drank enough to be shikar and he's not allowed to be mispalel, but the tefillah b'di'evid would be, I'm almost tempted to again, just forgive me, Sam, because I know you're not into this, but the difference between an Isa Gavra and the Cheft, in other words, we look at the tefillah as the carbon. And the question is whether the carbon is kosher. And we're gonna, that would depend upon whether the Kohen did the avod and he was kosherly avod and so forth and so on. Then there's another din that enjoins you from doing the avodah. And that din applies to Shar Mashkin. That's already an Isa Gavra. It doesn't impact on the Cheft of the carbon. The carbon itself is kosher. And if we have a parallel in tefillah, and we're looking at the tefillah, we want to know, does it have a Chalul Shem? Does the halacha recognize this as a valid tefillah, b'di'evet? So we can say there's only an Isa Gavra because you were Shikar of Shar Mashkin, you were enjoined from davening. Or do we go a step further, which is called in the language of the Shas, tefillah soto eva? You're familiar with that phrase. Like the Gemara talks about in a case where he davens in close proximity to Tzoa or to Erva's Tfiloso Toeva, he has to daven again. That's already a din in the Chefzah Shel Tfilo.
Like the Nafkin Minitirshel, if the Kohen is a Shriach Tzibon is drunk, whether other people can be Yotze. Whether it's a Tfilo itself that's passed or just that he can't be Yotze.
Right. As far as the Chefzah of the carbon is concerned,
somebody else might be able to be Yotze.
The Tzibor, it could be that they could be Yotze, but not in the case of Shesuyayin, because Shesuyayin was saying the carbon is possible because he's not a Baravoda. You know, he's like a Tzar. But in the case of Shar Mashkim, you're right. Maybe the carbon is kosher and others can be yotze. He violated an iser and he wasn't allowed to be mispalel if you take that analogy.
But even if you violate the iser, carbon is still good.
The carbon is still kosher. So the avoda, I think,
good
would
for him too, then.
Right. Then the tefillah would not
the
be
the carbon himself. Needs the carbon, will be fine.
Right, and the tefillah itself in the parallel would not be toeva, wouldn't be a puzzle of tefillah. The psul of shikar would not impact on the tefillah per se. So in order to analyze this suffix, we're going to open up the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah. I'm going to try to find an afkimim. Perek Dalid Halacha Yud Zayin Shikar Al Yispalel. So far, what does it sound like? Is it a din in the tefillah itself, or it's a din in the gavra? If I just read you those three words, shikar al yispal, what does it sound like? It's a din in the gavra, right? That he shouldn't daven. Mipnei she'ein lo kavana. Interesting. The Rambam adds a psychological explanation here that, you know, if you're drunk, you're not capable of kavana. Again, that might depend upon the individual. You know, you might be drunk and you can't be miskavim. I could drink wine and I could be miskavim. Like my mother-in-law says that after the war, she was 5 years in France, in a Beis Yaakov kind of home for the orphans. And at every meal they drank wine, but nobody got drunk. You know, if you get used to it.
In France.
France to this day. I mean, right. I don't know if there's a Suda in France without wine. So he says the following. He says, now, I would love to assume that the Rambam here in Tfiloso Toeva is talking about Shesuyayin. He drank a Revius Yayin Chai. But so far, I don't have the right to do that because the Rambam doesn't qualify. He has a general halach called Shikar. Now, is it possible that there's a status of a Shikar that goes beyond the dinim of avoda? What I mean to say is that since in tefillah there's another element in the equation, that's kavana. You know, I don't think that mitzvah shrichas kavana has any impact on avodas hakorbanos. Although there is a din of lishma, but basically we hold stam in lishma. You don't need lishma in kodshim. I mean, if you have a psul of shalol lishma, let's say, you know, you might be able to create pigul and other kinds of psulim. But in general, the halach of kavana is a unique halach in tefillah, then it could be that there are new dinim in tefillah that go way beyond the dinim of avodin karvan. So we only need the initial equation between tefillah as avoda, and then tefillah takes over with its own rules and regulations. So kevan she'en lo kavana mispal tefillah so toeva. Now again, I wouldn't say about a person who davens without kavana that is tefillah as a toeva. I might say that he has to repeat Shmon Esrei because there's no such thing as tefillah without kavana, but I wouldn't call it toeva. Toeva means there's a violation over here. He's abusing a tefillah. And that has halacha in shikar. So we start with the fact that ain't lo kavana, and that's a shiurim in how drunk he is, but once he's intoxicated, then his tefillah is a toev. It's not just the absence of kavana. The absence of kavana would not necessarily engender a status of tefillah toev, as if he violated an isur and he abused his tefillah. Leficha chozer mispalel kishi yisrogein mishichruso, meaning he wasn't yotze the mitzvah of tefillah, no way, no how, because tefiloso toeva. So that's an automatic psul in the tefillah. Now he's chayev in another tefillah, but he has to wait till he sobers up. Shesui, oh, because until now he's talking about a shikar. Now he's going ahead to talk about a shesui. And now he's going to have to define the difference between the two. But halachically, shesui alas pa'as pa'al tefiloso tefillah. So again, if we only had the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, and we didn't read the next line in the Rambam, it would be very gishmak. We would say the following. That in the case of a shikar, he drank shar mashkim, and therefore he's not allowed to daven, just like a kohen, he drank shar mashkim, he's not allowed to do the avoda. But for the evid, even in the case of avoda, a shikar is avoda, if he didn't drink yayin, is kosher. Here too, in tefillah, what the Rambam is saying, that if he was only shikar, I'm sorry, if he was only shasui, again, it's a little tricky because shasui reminds us by sheer association of what? Yayin, right? Shasui yayin, because in Hilchos Bias Mikdash the word shasui is used for yayin. But let's say shasui in this context doesn't mean yayin, it means sharmashkim. So herein lies the difference between the reisha, which is called shikar, and the sefer, which is called shasui. The reisha is talking about yayin, and in avoda, the avoda is psula in the case of shasui yayin. So too in tefillah, the tefillah is possible. But in the case of shasui, he drank other mashkin, and therefore his halach is like that of a kohen. He drank shar mashkin, and his tefillah b'dieved would be kshera, even though he had no right to be mispalel. So that would have been a very, very nice way of writing the next line in the Rambam. But unfortunately, the Rambam didn't commission us to write the next line. Ezu shikar. So the Rambam now talks about shiurim, about levels of intoxication. And in the Reisha, we talk about a shikar, and his tefillah is toeva, he's on a very high level of intoxication. So if you'd ever get a job as, you know, as an officer in the police, you'd have to know, you know, what in legal terms, what this means. You know, how much wine do you drink until legally you're considered guilty for driving a car drunk? These have tremendous legal implications. But in halachic terms, the Rambam says that Eino yochel daber bifnei ha-melech. Wow. I mean, that's what I would call a low level of intoxication. You know, he's not totally drunk. He's not deranged. You know, if you ask him, is he capable of walking a straight line? Maybe he is. But put him in front of a melech, and he's totally flabbergasted because he realizes his mind is not clear. And he's already considered a shikar. Who's a shasui? He's on his intelligence, his brain is functioning on a higher level, so to speak, than a shikar. And yachol adabr b'fnei ha-melech. He can speak intelligently even in front of the king. V'eino mishtabish. But afal pichein, he's a shasui. Why hold v'shasa revius? Now again, I don't know what he means by revius. Does he mean a revius of Yayin Chai? You know, the Rambam hasn't even mentioned a word about Yayin. Am I right? Does the word Yayin appear at all in this Rambam? Not yet, at least at this point. Lo yispalach achiyosu yeno me'olav. Now, does that mean that the entire Rambam was talking about Yayin? So the question is, how much Yayin did he drink? Well, if he only drank a revius, that's not too bad, says the Rambam. And although he's not allowed to daven, but he's not considered a drunkard, and his davening, his tefillah, but the evid is kosher. He was yotze. But at some point, he drank so much yayin that it was way beyond the revius, and he can't even speak. He can't speak without shibushim in front of the melech. Again, even though you and I would say he's not totally drunk, but yet he's drunk enough that his kavanah is going to be impaired. And of course, the comparison between tefillah And this is Reb Chaim's famous Yisod, that tefillah means you have to have kavanah that you're standing in front of the melech. And here too, he's not able to carry on some sort of a dialogue, a conversation, intelligent conversation with the melech. So that's enough of yayin, where he drank. He drank I don't know how much, let's say a revius umechtz, I don't know exactly how much, but he can't speak intelligently in front of the king. And in such a case, his tefillah is toeva. He's mufka from kavana. He's a gavra who's excluded from kavana. However, the case where he drank a revius yayin, then we call him a shasui. But the Rambam says that even though he's a shasui and he's enjoined from davening, but nevertheless, he can converse with the king, and therefore his tefillah is not a toev.
You're equating knowing that he's standing in front of Hashem to the ability to concentrate?
Right. The concentrate means the level of concentration that
just
we require.
Just knowing he's standing in front of Hashem is not as complicated as...
as conversing with the melech, correct. The Rambam is setting up, you're right, a shir of kavana in such a way that you could speak intelligently in front of the king. Because again, it's not just that you're appearing in front of the king. You know, you get up in front of the king and the king says, yeah, so what can I do for you, my gentleman? You have to say something intelligent. You have to be...
But your pious standard of knowing that you're davening in front of Hashem is much lower, you know? It means just like that you know what you're doing. Not that you even know what the words mean. You just know that you're dominating.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Meaning, as far as Pirush HaMilas, Reb Chaim only requires it in Ovo. It's only in the first bracha. So let's see.
He's doing something fancy.
Let's see if this Rambam... The Rambam says, Ein yochel ledaber b'fnei ha-melech, even though I would say the following, that according to Reb Chaim, since there's a requirement of kavana in avos, then you need a gavra who's roy for this kavana of ledaber lifnei hamelech, right? Avos means that you're speaking in front of the king. Now admittedly, all you need is kavana during the first bracha, but in order to be a mispalel and not be what's called a shikar, you have to have the capability of speaking to the king intelligently, at least as far as the first bracha. But that sets up a standard for who can be a mispalel. So Sam is right, as far as kavan of omed lifnei shchina, it could be that even though he's a shikar, right, even though he's a shikar, and the Rambam says that who is a shikar? He's someone who drank so much wine that he's not capable of conversing with the king. Reb Chaim, I think, would say that he may be aware of the fact that he's standing in front of the king, and he has the basic kavana of omid lifnei ashkina, but that's not enough. He has to have some minimum ability to converse or carry on, if you will, a dialogue with the king, and that's called avos. If he's mufka, because he's in a state of intoxication, I don't know exactly how much wine he drank, but somewhat more than a revius, and he's not capable of yochel adab b'fnei ha-melech, then he's completely excluded from tefillah. He's like the kohen who's not wearing the begadim, and b'dieved, the avodah is not a valid avodah, and the tefillah in this case would not be a valid tefillah. Again, keep in mind that the halacha here is that he drank much more than a revius yayin. In the case of the Rambam in Bias Migdash, the Rambam says him shasa yayin, and then he tells you how much wine did he drink. He drank husha yishter revius yayin chai bevasachas. Now, assuming the yayin here means the same as the yayin chai over there, if I can make that assumption, that leap of faith, then the dinim are different over here. You know, the Rav's first sad in his Chakira, where was that? On page Shin Pei Beis, he says, Ha'im, the reason why Shikar and Tefillah is excluded is because Shikar asub avoda, utfila hi avoda. And yet at this point we see a discrepancy between the laws of avoda and the laws of Tefillah. And it could be that this could have an impact on Shar Mashkim. We don't know. Although it is fair to assume, logically, that if he drank Shar Mashkim, even though as a Kohen he would not be Mechal as Avoda, but nevertheless he would be excluded from Tefillah, at least Lechatchila, because he got drunk to a certain point. In fact, I wonder if you could say, according to the Rambam, that if he goes beyond Yayin, meaning Yayin, the Rambam says, is a revius. Then the Rambam has a definition called Shikar, and Shikar is so drunk that he can't converse in front of the king, and that's already beyond Yayin. So now I think, you know, it might be logical to make the following jump, that when we're talking about Shar Mashkim, the same halacha should apply as applies to Yayin, which means that if he's not capable of speaking in front of the king, then we have to exclude him from tefillah to such an extent that b'di'evit his tefillah would be a toev, and he's going to have to daven again when he sobers up. But let's see what the Rav wants to say. He says, "Mavur lehedja b'divrei Rambam, sheshikar osu lispalo mishum she'ein lo kavana, v'yispal tefillah osu toev v'chayv lisplachsu lispalo." Afal pi, this is where we want to underline it. Afal pi shalagabi avoda, right? And we're going back to the Rambam that we started with, which was the Rambam in Perek Aleph Mihilchos Bias Migdash Halacha Aleph Halacha Beis. The Rambam paskins that a shikar is eno mechal havoda. Again, that was a case of shikar b'shar mashkin. So let's just see if this makes sense. Again, if we're assuming, which was the first tzad in the Chakira, that the din of Shesu Yayin in Tefillah is a mirror image of Shesu Yayin in Avodah, because Tefillah replaced Avodah, then do we have a proof that definition is incorrect, that there's a discrepancy here between Avodah and Tefillah? And how is that discrepancy or contradiction established? And he says the following, that in Bias Migdash, the Rambam holds that if he's a shikar from Shar Mashkim, is Eino Mechal Avoda. Let's assume, again, Rabosa, I'm not sure, the Rav doesn't spell it out, that in the Rambam Ilchus Tefillah, the word shikar could mean Mishar Mashkim, because the Rambam is saying that he cannot have kavan of ledaber, eino yochel ledaber fnei melech. So in Shar Mashkim, the Rambam holds that in a kohen who does the avod, he's not mechal as avod, and yet the Rambam says shikar even from Shar Mashkim. Again, we're adding a major piece to the Rambam. His tefillah is a toeva, and we're adding a whole new dimension to the laws of tefillah as opposed to the laws of avodah. So it could be that yesh b'chal masayim mana, that tefillah is even a greater responsibility, or the scope of the requirements even exceed beyond those of avodah. So we have a basic law of tefillah kavodah, but then tefillah is a wider circle. You know, avodah is a smaller circle and tefillah is a wider circle. We have more conditions and requirements in tefillah than we have in avodah. And perhaps the reason for that is because in avodah we have halacha stam and lishma, meaning we don't need kavana in avodah, whereas in tefillah we have this requirement of kavana. And again, the kavana we said is not just omed b'fnei hamelech, but it's also yochel ledaber b'fnei hamelech. So now we have a case of a drunkard who can't speak intelligently in front of the melech, and he drank Shar Mashkim. So the Rambam says that in such a case he's a shikar, he's not a shasu yayin, and in Hilchas Avodah his Avodah is kshera. But in Tefillah we're going to say that since he's so drunk that he cannot carry on a conversation with the melech in an intelligent way, therefore his Avodah, his Tefillah is completely psula. And now we're adding a whole new dimension to Tefillah that doesn't exist in Avoda, and that is Kavana. And Kavana generates the requirement that he has to be able to converse and carry on a conversation with the Melech. Me'idach. Okay, now the Rav wants to see it on, see the coin from the flip side of the coin. Legabi Shesu Yayin, right, in the case of Shesu Yayin, he drank a revius yayin, and the Rambam says that his avoda is mechuleles. Just one second. Shetfilaso tfila Just 1 second. Tfiloso tfilo. Gabish shesuyayin. Tfiloso tfilo. Mean what? He only drank a revius yayin. And what would be his status in avoda if he drank a revius yayin? His avoda would be posel, correct? So I think, again, I'm going to have trouble with the language in this text, but if you allow me to be a free thinker here, I would say the following, that although we said that in tefillah we're going to be more machmir because of the requirement of kavana, and someone who drank shar mashkin, whose avodu b'kshera, nevertheless his tefillah is psula, so that's a chumra in tefillah, the flip side would be that we have a chumra in avoda that we don't have in tefillah, because shesuyayin, in avoda, he's mechal his avoda. Why? Because he drank a revius yain chai. Now, what would happen if he drank a revius yain chai and he wants to daven? So again, although he's not allowed to daven, but if he can converse intelligently with the melech, then b'di'evit is tefillah is a tefillah. So we have now a chumra in avoda. The afal pishul gabi avoda shesui yain revius yain chai she'ovad is mechalas avoda, even in a case where presumably he could carry on a conversation with the melech, and which means that his tefillah is not a tefillah, but his avoda is an avoda. Shiny tefillah de tzuya be kavana, shom b'fnei melech. So the fact that tefillah depends upon kavana works in two different directions. It works lechumra and lekula. It works lechumra in a case of shar mashkim, that if he's an ena yochel dab b'fnei melech, not only is he enjoined from davening, just like a kohen would be enjoined from avoda, but we go a step further, chumra and tefillah, he's a gavra who's mufka from tefillah, his tefillah itself is posel, and that's the chumra of tefillah above avoda sakarbonus, because tefillah requires kavana. And on the other hand, in the case of a revius yayin, of shesu yayin, here we have a chumra and avoda that we don't have in tefillah. And tefillah would be lahakel insofar as he's capable of conversing with the king. And therefore, though he's also lechatefillah, but to the evid, his tefillah would be valid because he's yochel adab b'fnei hamelech. The same exact person, if he was a kohen doing the avoda, he would be mechal as avoda because he is shesu yayin, he drank a revius yayin. And at this point, the Rav goes into discussions here about other mitzvahs, other than tefillah, like Kriyat Shema, Birchas Kriyat Shema, Nesias Kapayim, and what is the status of a shikar as far as Kriyat Shema. Now, let's just guess on our own where we would go with this. What would Rav say? What would be your gut reaction? Should these dinim of tefillah apply to Kriyat Shema? Yes, no, maybe. What? Well, any? Can I elicit any sort of response from the?
I think so. For a Christian.
I would say no, but John, so we can fight it out. You know, it could be you're right. You know, we'll see. But I would say that Kriyat Shema is not medaber b'fnei hamelech. Tefillah is bein odom liatzmo. You know, you have to be mekabel olmal shemayim, but and maybe in the presence of Hashem, but you're not engaging God in some sort of a dialogue. The same thing in Nesias Kapayim. Nesias Kapayim maybe requires the Shechina, and maybe the Shechina is there and present at the time of Nesias Kapayim, but I don't think the Kohanim are involved in any sort of dialogue with the Ribono Shel Olam.
I agree with that.
Oh, that you agree with?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
First part of Shema would require...
Oh, but you see, Rabosai, what would be the shlugga of the Nesias Kapayim? How is Nesias Kapayim fundamentally different in our context than Kriyat Shema? Would you say that Kriyat Shema is avoda? Ezi avoda shebelev zui tefila. But I would say that Nesias Kapayim has the status of avoda. Why? Because when the Mikdash stood, Nesias Kapayim was an avoda. And anyone who's possible for avoda sakarbon would if so fact be possible for Nesias Kapayim. So I would say that if a kohen were to drink a revius yayin and for sure he would be possibly avoda in such a way that avodas apsula, he would be ipso facto possible linesias kapayim, and he wasn't in fulfillment of his obligation of linesias kapayim. On the other hand, would he be possible for kriyat shema? I would say no. He's not excluded from kriyat shema because even if he's, I would even go a step further, forget about Shisui Yain, I would say even a Shikar could be kosher for Kriyat Shema because he's not conversing with the Melech Malchei HaMeloch. So let's just see, again, we don't have too much time because I still want to learn Sanhedrin with you. He says the following, V'din Shikar b'Kriyat Shema u'bebrochos. Oh, he has here Ramban. Oh, I'm disappointed. Okay. I thought that he would quote the Rambam. Okay, let's just see the Ramban. The Ramban says, "Havol inyan shikar v'shesui nir elisha ein birchos v'chlal chomer zeh ein abrochos v'chlal chomer zeh." The fishalo is kiru chachom el tefila v'al kriyat shma v'ein tzorcho bracha is korin hein. They, meaning the Shikar, the Shesuyayim, can read Kriyat Shema and Birchot Seh, V'yotzim Yedei Chovasa. Ooh, let's look at the next line. Now I'm excited about the Ramban. V'tayma, why should there be such a harsh requirement, a strict requirement in Tefillah that doesn't parallel in Kriyat Shema? The Tefillah, Mishum Deboi Kavani Yisera, Mishum Shu Medaber Bifnei Amel. Beautiful. Umatzinu bechol mokom lekavana chomir din tefila mikriyat shma. Ken amrina bekulish shmaitin bishkul mechilton gabi she'ein daitu miyusheves olav bamin aderech umeitzar dekulam linyin kriyat shma korin uvarchem. Just one second. Korin kam. I should have put a kam after the word korin. Umevarchem ala mozon v'chein abrochos kulon. Wow, the Ramban has a proof from a Gemara Megillah which talks about Misnamnim, and if he's allowed to recite brachos, then it means that even a shikar can recite brachos. So all we need for brachos is the ability to recite the bracha, and that's where it begins and that's where it ends. But in tefillah we have an upgraded requirement of omed umedaber lifnei amelech. And therefore, a shikar, and maybe even a shasui, under certain circumstances, he's not capable of carrying on a conversation with the king. He's to the point of ain daitum yushevis olav. Then we have a chumra and tefillah that he's not allowed to daven. That's why any person who wants to daven has to actually evaluate himself and see if he could have kavana. If he can't evaluate himself that he could have kavana, again, not bizman hazeh, but in theory, is eino mispalet. So the requirement of kavana is a chumra and dinei tefillah because of the requirement of medaber b'fnei hamelech, but it has no parallel neither in kriyat shema nor in any brachos. The ilu inyan tefillah kevin she'eino medaber b'fnei hamelech. He's not capable of speaking in front of the king. Al yispalet. Ad kan l'shon Ramban. Mevur midivrei Ramban kmo shekasavnu. Dechal din misuyam sheshikar al yispalo. Din misuyam means a separate halacha in tefillah that doesn't apply to any other recitations, whether it be kriyat shema, whether it be brachos. Sheshikar al yispalo mishum she'eni yochel lechavin shu. See, this bothers me a little bit. I would say he fudged it. I'm not blaming the Rav for this. I would blame the Kosei for this. But I would have said mishum she'eni yochel ledaber b'fnei hamelech. Not Omer b'fnei hamelech, because Sam, you know, he's not sensitive to your distinction, which is chaval. V'ach kavona sh'Omer b'fnei hamakeves. Oh, and now he identifies it with Reb Chaim. But as we said, this is one part of Reb Chaim, but not the Reb Chaim about Omer b'fnei hamelech. It's the Reb Chaim about Avos. I mean, that's not Reb Chaim. That's the Gemara itself. At the end of the fourth parak says that if you can't be mechaven in Avos, don't bother davening. So that's called medaber b'fnei hamelech. But again, the excitement here is that the Ramban is standing on the same yesodos, the same foothold that we said in the Rambam, that there's a chumra and tefillah. We said it in comparison between the Rambam and Hilchas Tefillah and the Rambam and Hilchas Bias Migdash, the contrast between tefillah and avodas hakorbanos. The Ramban sets it up as a contrast between tefillah on the one hand and kriyat shma and brachos on the other hand. But the yesod is the same yesod. That there's an upgraded requirement in tefillah of Yochel and Davif Ne'amelch, and that's going to exclude a shikar who would be included in brachos and kriyat shema, and in the case of avoda, his avoda would be kshera if he was only shesu yayin and he wasn't, if he was only a shikar and he wasn't a shesu yayin. I'm sorry, what did I mean to say? I meant to say that his avoda would be kshera if he was only a shikar and not shesu yayin. That's what I meant to say. Now let's just finish up very quickly with nesias kapayim. Oh, now at least we have a Rambam. So now I'm excited. So the Rambam is in Perek Tesvav of Hilchos Tefillah Nesias Kapayim. The Rambam writes that Shosu Yayin Eino Noseas Kappa. And it's interesting because if we compare that to the Rambam in Tefillah, the Rambam in Tefillah spoke about two cases. He spoke about Shikar and he spoke about Shesui. Rabosai, do you see where we're going with this? I mean, we can make a Birchas HaNenim on what we're about to do. This is such a Hanon. The Rambam is so meduyak. Why? Because in Hilchas Tefillah, he sets up a distinction between a Shikar and a Shesu Yayin, which means that we're making a Shesu Yayin because although he drank a Revius Yayin, he still has the ability to be Medaber Fnei HaMelech. L'chora, the Rambam in Nesias Kapayim should have made the same distinction, insofar as Nesias Kapayim has the same aloch as Tefillah. But yet the Rambam only mentions Shesu Yayin, which in the case of Tefillah, the Rambam says we can validate as Tefillah, b'di'evi. Om the Rambam hishmit din shikar le'inyan Nesias Kapayim, because shikar is someone who's really beyond the Revius Yayin. He's really drunk. He cannot carry on an intelligent conversation with the Melech. Mashmas sestover, the shikar no say Eskap. Oh, just one second. Mashma. Wait one second. Let's. Not everything is lost. You have to have a Buddha be talking here. Mashma shesove the shikur no se eskap. Ah, you know what he means? I'll tell you what he means. He means a shikur from Shar Mashkin, whose avoda would be avoda ksheira, as opposed to a shesuyayin. But again, I think the main diuk we had was even better, right? Because the Rambam had a case of a shikar, which is tfiloso to'eva. Ah, that's because, oh, beautiful. That's because in tefillah we have a higher bar. The bar is that much higher. Pun in the word bar over here. But we're talking about a person who is so drunk that he cannot carry on a conversation. Such a person, if he didn't drink yayin, would be kosher for Nesias Kapayim to the same extent to be kosher for Kriyat Shema and Brachos. But once he drinks Yayin, then he becomes a Shesu Yayin, and he drank a Revius Yayin, now he has the same status as a Kohen HaOved, and Nesias Kapayim is an Avoda. I'm just wondering, Rabosai, what would be... No, that's no question. I was thinking about Tfilas Musa. Okay, umashma shesovid the shikar no seis kapov. Why is shikar no seis kapov? The answer is because he didn't drink yayin, and if he didn't drink yayin, although he cannot stand in front of the melech, then the seis kapayim has the same status as kriyat shema and brachos. Vinirolov the Ram posel dafka shesu yayin the seis kapayim mishum the shesu yayin mechalas avoda uneseis kapayim dina ke avoda. I mean, idach pirusha zil gemar. I mean, we already have the punchline of this whole shtickle Torah. U'mishum hachi dafka shesu yayin shemechalas avoda in enosias kapa v'al shikar eina mechalas avoda, and it's a separate din in tefillah. U'mishum hachi noseias kapa, because nesias kapayim does not have the status of a tefillah. It has the status of an avoda. V'al locha de shikar al yispalel din. Again, we would say ledaber b'fnei melech. I would just make that amendation in the text. Ukmosh kosav a Rambam v'yira atzmo kilu omed l'fnei hashchina mashen kein b'birchas kohanim lo nemar din kavanah shel omed b'fnei melech mishum hachi shikar shapir no seis kapa. Beautiful. Okay, then we'll stop here unless anybody has any comments. I think it's a gorgeous piece of Torah. And maybe tomorrow we'll go back to the beginning of Perek Eino Omdim. And let's just organize our papers here. Very good. We can make a note of how far we got here. And... We almost got to the end of this piece.
Rav says a little bit later on that if I'm in Simchas Torah, speaking, we don't allow the Kohanim to do a Musa, so they just say Kiddush. He says, no, if they drank Yayin Sarah, not Yayin.
Ah, it's here in this piece?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get to it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
because that would only be a Din of Shikar, and that's a separate Chumra in Tefillah. It doesn't apply to Sis Kapayim, but if he drank a Revius Yayin, then forget
that's
it. Right, but then I guess after drinking Shisu Yayin, we wait a certain period of time and we see when he can.